From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that uncovers history one day at a time. Today is June 2nd, 2019. The day was June 2nd, 1802. Aboriginal resistance leader Pemulwuy was shot dead on or just before this day. Pemulwuy led battles against European colonists in the colony of New South Wales who were attempting to stake claims on lands and resources in Australia. He is remembered as a warrior who led guerrilla attacks on colonists where indigenous people raised crops and farms and plundered livestock and property. And he was known for being surprisingly resistant to bullets. There are not many confirmed facts about Pemulwuy's life. He was born around 1750, and he was a Bidjigal man from the Botany Bay area of Sydney. His name came from the word Pemul, which meant earth or clay. He was described as having a speck in his left eye, and it's believed that he was a Caerdie, or a clever man or doctor who could heal wounds. One of his feet had been hit with a club, and his toes were permanently injured. That injury could have been purposeful as a mark of his status as a healer. By the late 18th century and the early 19th century, Europeans had begun colonizing Australia and sending convicts there. Indigenous Australians had been living there for thousands of years, and colonists were upending society by bringing in new government, religion, and culture. Many Aboriginal people resisted the influx of colonists, who took over land, brought disease, and created competition over resources. Pemulwuy was one of the Aboriginal people who fought against the incursion of Europeans. Governor Arthur Phillip had appointed a convict named John McIntyre to hunt for game. But Indigenous people were not too fond of McIntyre, as he was said to have committed violent acts against them. He allegedly wounded and killed several Indigenous people in his game hunts. One day, Pemulwuy put a spear through the game shooter, perforating his lung. McIntyre later died of his wounds. But Phillip did not believe that the attack was warranted, as McIntyre had not been armed at the time of the incident. So the governor ordered an expedition of 50 Marines carrying hatchets and headbags to kill 6 Indigenous people at Botany Bay and capture 2. That expedition was not successful, rumors circulated that John Caesar, who was perhaps the first Australian bushranger, had killed Pimmelwoi, but that was not the case. Aboriginal people conducted raids for food or as payback for colonists' atrocities. Pimmelwoi led a series of raids against colonists. He led one at Prospect. The Bidjigal burned huts, stole crops, and attacked travelers. He also led a raid at the government farm at Toongabie. But the Battle of Parramatta is perhaps the most notable conflict. Pimmelwoi and about 100 Aboriginal warriors were chased to the outskirts of Parramatta by a group of armed colonists and soldiers. But Pimmelwoi's group began spearing soldiers, and soldiers opened fire on the indigenous people. At least 5 indigenous people were killed. Pimmelwoi was hit by buckshot and had some lodged in his head and his body, and he was taken to the hospital. But he recovered and broke himself out of the Parramatta hospital, leading to talk of his immortality. Soon after his escape, he was seen on the Georges River near Botany Bay. On May 1, 1801, Governor Philip King issued an order to shoot Indigenous people who were near Parramatta, the Georges River, and Prospect Hill. Convicts who had joined the Aboriginal side were outlawed, and rewards were offered for Pimmelwoi's capture or killing. The order laid out the following rewards. To a prisoner for life or 14 years, a conditional emancipation. To a person already conditionally emancipated, a free pardon and a recommendation for a free passage to England. To a settler, the labor of a prisoner for 12 months. To any other descriptions of persons, 20 gallons of spirits and 2 suits of slops. Pimmelwoi was shot dead and decapitated on or before June 2, 1802. It's not known who killed the resistance leader, though it's been suggested that it was a man named Henry Hacking. Pimmelwoi's head was sent to Sir Joseph Banks in London, along with a letter from Governor King. In the letter, King described Pimmelwoi as a terrible pest to the colony, but also a brave and independent character. Where Pimmelwoi's skull is today is unknown. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If there are any upcoming days in history that you'd really like me to cover on the show, give us a shout on social media at TDIHC Podcast. And if you really love history, there's another show that I think you will like. It's called Unpopular, and it's a podcast that I host that is about people in history who rebelled and dissented and challenged the status quo, and it goes in and takes a look at how we think about dissent and resistance today. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
I'm going to go People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.